American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
And so I hope in many instances folks were able to accomplish that.
That's Jeremy Fuchs, the Director of Public Affairs for the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, based in Austin. He's speaking about how the association really encouraged the cattlemen and women to get their cattle to higher ground before Hurricane Harvey blew in.
We were very active early on in warning our members and cattle raisers in that area and encouraging them to move their livestock to higher ground or further inland. And so I hope in many instances folks were able to accomplish that. We still have quite a number of reports of cattle that might be stranded, surrounded by water, without access to food or really ideal drinking water for that matter. And so a lot of efforts right now are centered around trying to ensure those cattle are brought to safety and assisting the ranchers in doing so.
And there has been a lot of help from different agencies to help get food and other supplies to the cattle industry stranded.
Well, sure, there's a number of organizations that have been very heavily involved in the response to Hurricane Harvey. On the animal front, Texas Animal Health Commission is the lead state agency in responding to these sorts of disasters with regard to animals, livestock, and smaller companion animals. They have set up a number of shelters throughout the area that are capable of housing animals who might be displaced by the flooding. At last count, I believe there were 84 of those housing several thousand animals. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service has also played a key role in setting up supply points across the area. Those are places where donations of things like hay, feed, and fencing supplies can be taken and then picked up and used by those ranchers to sustain their herds and make emergency repairs to infrastructure like their fences.
And now we have Hurricane Irma pouncing on Florida, and we'll cover that from the cattle industry perspective. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.